Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
High crotch, bring it back, single leg, swing. Let me teach you how to wrestle. Okay. Let me teach you how to wrestle.
And welcome back to Wrestling Mindset. Today we're here with two-time Beast of the East champion, Matty Lopes. Thanks for joining us.
How are you?
Awesome. Great seeing you over the past weekend, and congratulations, another win. I know it's not the end goal, but it's a nice stepping stone in the process.
No, yeah, it was fun. It was good to see you guys down there, and it was a fun trip. We were back at Ironman this past weekend, and then we had Beast of the East. So, and then it was good. It was a fun tournament. Most of the guys did good, and the team did well, so it was good.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, take us through the tournament. We'll start with this weekend. How did you feel as the rounds went, going into the tournament, as the rounds went on, finals, after the finals?
Yeah, so, like, I went in, we did this my sophomore year, so I had gone in there, done it my sophomore year, and last year we were in Louisiana, so we were gone, so this one, we came in, some of us knew, some of the younger guys didn't know too much about the tournament. We came in there, and I knew I was going to have a few of the good guys. Like, I knew, like, last weekend I had lost, I actually had faced the kid I beat in the semis. I had lost the past weekend, and I had done my mindset call earlier in the week with Ray, too, that he kind of, like, talked to me about it, and we just, like, kind of formed a plan, kind of like some stuff that I do before my matches. So I set up kind of like a plan that I would kind of like a routine in a way, you know, that I would do before each match. I did that. I went down there. Already in the quarters, I had a pretty good guy. I knew him before when we had grown up, so I knew that I was already gonna like kind of kick off there. Quarters was pretty tough. I think I got a major there, but it was a pretty good kid. Semis, I got back a loss that I had lost this past Ironman. And then the finals one was pretty tough, too, and I knew that was going to be a gritty match. We had gone to triple OT in our last match, so I knew it was going to be a tough one. And then, I was able to pull out the win. It was a good weekend, and I came out on top. So it was a good tournament.
Awesome. You made some good points there about, like, your pre-match routine and how you work with wrestling mindset coach with Ray. So talk about, like, what are some of the things for you? Because, of course, everyone's different. Everyone needs to have a pre-match routine, but each guy, it's going to look a little bit different based on your experience. What are some of the things that you like to do that you find that are helpful?
Yeah, so with me, with Ray, kind of, we were able to, like, kind of break down just, like, a small plan on paper, and it kind of was, like, a routine of what I would do. Kind of, like, I set it up with me, which was kind of, like, by period. So, like, of course, in the match before, it could get pinned, and it could switch like this. So we kind of set up a plan where it was, like, before the match, when I walk out, I have a thing where I kind of do my prayer before. So kind of like a match, the two matches before, I do my prayer before. And right after I do my prayer, that's kind of when I get my music going. And, like, that's kind of when I get locked in, really. Like, that's when I kind of start getting ready. It's always, like, about probably, like, I say two periods out. I take off the music, and that's when I kind of do, like, my three deep breaths that I kind of set up with him. And that's kind of, like, where, like, kind of, like, calming me down, setting me up for my match, but kind of also, like, me focusing in. And then I just do that routine before every match. And then, like, kind of, I almost do it by layers. It's a little bit different where, like, I always take off my shorts and I have my singlet on under, and I just have my t-shirt on, staying warm. And then right about, like, a minute left in the last period is kind of when I take my stuff off. I keep my headgear on, and then I get ready to go out there. So, like, that routine, I think that helped me a lot, especially with, I'd say specifically this week, coming back from, like, versing a kid that had just lost the past weekend and knowing I was going to have a few tough guys. I guess it kind of just helped me calm down in a way, you know? And when I went out there, it definitely helped me in the way that I just came out relaxed, you know, kind of focusing on what I needed to, and that helped me a lot. So
Yeah, absolutely. Because I mean, you know, we all know what it's like as wrestlers, or for me a while ago, but you know, you wrestled someone last week. There's a lot of thoughts that go up in your head, and it's really what you're trying to do is clear your mind, get yourself back to where you're good, put yourself in your optimal state. And if we're getting pulled in different directions, it's hard to do that, and that pre-match routine helps quiet it down.
For sure, I agree.
Excellent. Excellent. So talk about the upcoming matches that you'll have. I know you have a loaded schedule.
So we have a loaded schedule, and I think that this year is like we went back to the Beast, and now we have just like in a few weeks we're gonna have our sem match, and then we also have like a duel down there where we go in a few weeks in Virginia where we're gonna verse like Valent Prep, which is coming up, which is gonna be a good one. So we have a few of those. We have Del Barton, we have Sem. So like kind of like I think that the way that like Blur sets it up is we have such a tough schedule, but like we kind of prepare for it in the best way possible, you know. So we come out there prepared, and then it's fun. It's like intense, but then that's kind of like when you kind of like love the game more, you know. When it kind of becomes more intense, that's when it's the fun comes out of it, and then you just enjoy it. We go hard, but we also have our days of relaxation, and we kind of just go out there and kind of do our thing. We have that, and then I guess the big end goal that we focus on is national preps, right? Coming towards the end of the season. But now it's really just dual season. We have a good tough duels. I think we have like Faith Christian and some other prep schools. So it'll be good.
Absolutely. Now we spoke before in the call about recovery and how that's important. Talk about that, because obviously with a crazy schedule, you also have to make sure you recover hard and prioritizing that. And we see that, you know, the better guys now, they're really taking control of their rest and recovery. Talk about what you do.
Yeah, our coach kind of tries to implement more recovery now. I'd say the past like 2, 3 years, he always talks about recovery. And I think that like before I didn't really have a plan, but I think a good thing that I was able to set up with my mindset coach was kind of just he like made me realize how important really recovery is, you know. So and then like we set up a plan, like kind of like I do like about 20 to 25 minutes of stretching. I do that. Our coach kind of like did a cool thing where he brings in yoga. So I do a little bit of yoga, kind of like stay on your feet. And then I kind of just do a 30-minute walk. So yesterday I did like kind of like what we called it with Ray, it was like a celebration lift, you know. So like we go out there, we do a small celebration lift. I did that. I biked for a little bit. I did my walk, and then so then like after we do that, sometimes we do our stretching, our yoga. But kind of I think a big part of it is kind of like active recovery, you know. So we call it active recovery, and a lot of the better guys, like I see David Taylor and all those guys, the day after the Olympics or the day after a big thing, they're all doing some small recovery. So like I think something like that is kind of pretty big, and it honestly helps, especially with such like a deep schedule, like you said, you know, like following like soon enough we're gonna have Sem, then Del Barton back to back, and like we just had Ironman then Beast. So I think that recovery plays such a big role, and I think that learning how to do active recovery for me and setting up kind of just a routine, like I said, even before my match, but with just recovery, definitely like helps me long term, and it's been helping me so much. So I've been enjoying it.
The time is now to take your mindset to the next level with Wrestling Mindset. Make sure you go to our website, wrestlingmindset.com, and sign up for your free trial session today. Don't wait any longer. You want the mental edge right now. When you sign up for the free trial session, you're also going to get a copy of our free ebook, Building the Predator Mindset. This book has helped thousands of people build confidence, relax under pressure, get motivated, and build mental toughness in wrestling, school, and life. Make sure you sign up for your free trial session today. Yes, and it sounds like you're really attacking this on all fronts. Like mentally, you're working on your mindset regularly. Technique, of course, is there. Like most guys are, you don't usually have to worry about the technique, the strength, and the conditioning. That's usually taken care of on your team and everything you're doing. But as far as the mindset, as far as the rest and recovery, those are the things we're not always taking for granted, right? And just talk about I mean, we know it's kind of common sense, but just how wrestling is a holistic sport, and you do need to be working on all of those areas, crossing your T's, dotting your I's, leaving nothing to chance.
No, yeah, I agree. I think that a big thing was like with me this year was that like I had done mindset like a while ago when I was probably like 8, 9 years old, and I did it at such a young age. And then I carried some of those things on so much even after I had stopped it for a while before when I was getting older, and then I got into high school. But then this past summer, I realized how important it was, and I really needed it for my going into my senior year. So then when I got back on the calls, and then I realized how important just like even the mindset day to day, like I probably do like one call a week, you know, and I do one call a week, and like that involves journaling and stuff like that. But I think that just like focus on that mindset, but also like It's like so much more mindset than people realize than when they just think it's physical, you know? So like I think that a big part of this year, especially my senior year, going into tournaments like this, that like this mindset played such a big part into kind of everything. Like me, like a big part of it was I had lost to this kid the last three times, you know? So I lost to this kid past the three times. We just came off a tough past weekend at Ironman too. And I went into there. The kid had sick third. So he's like legit. He was a legit kid. I knew he was. We had fought before. I beat him the first time we ever wrestled, but like the past two, three times he's gotten me. So like I knew that like going out there, and I think that a big role played that played into it was kind of just like faith and also at the same time being calm, you know, like I trusted in all the training and the preparation that I did. And it was honestly like I was honestly more surprised with myself in the way that when I went out there, I was so calm and relaxed that like it almost felt too good, you know. Like I kind of went out there and like I think a big part of it was just trust and like belief, you know. I think that was like probably my word of the weekend. It was like belief, like that was like a big part. And after that, like after the semis too, and then even the finals, like the kid was gonna be just as good, you know. So I knew I was gonna have to go out there, but I trusted in everything that I did. I trusted in the work, and then I think that like you realize how much work you really put in once it pays off. You know, you look back at it and you're like, I really put like, you know, it really like pays off, and you realize like all the work that I did was worth it in a way, you know. But like I think that that's a big part of it. Mindset, I'd say this weekend was probably bigger than anything, only because of the competition that I had, which was just that like the kids that I'd wrestled before, the kid in the finals was triple overtime. So I knew when I go out there, like, I mean, none of us got a takedown on each other before. So I knew he's gonna be really stingy. So like that was already one of the things that like the way I was able to get the win on that last match was a takedown with the last like 30, 40 seconds. And I had never taken this kid down before too, you know? So I think that that played a role. And then also just the semis, getting back that win. Some kids, you know, I wrestled this kid a time before where I was a little more held back on my offense, you know, like I held that back a little bit more. So a big part of it played was just going out there and being open, you know, letting it fly. And that kind of that opened up and it worked out well, you know. So
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, what do you think is the biggest holdup, I guess, for a lot of people, why they don't work on their minds? Like, whether, you know, they feel like, well, I don't know, maybe it's going to show that I'm weak, or I don't want to acknowledge an issue. It's not, because it's not just about, like, everything you're saying, and I don't want to put words in your mouth here, but it's not just about overcoming issues, but like maximizing your potential, right? It's like, yes, there's that aspect of going from negative five to zero, but what about going from zero to plus five, or even going from five to 10?
yeah.
Is that a
No,
what?
yeah, I think that a big part of it is that people probably just don't like when they go out there, they probably just don't realize like I think a big part that wrestling mindset opened up to me as at a young age that I realize now is that like how much like what you really think, like what thoughts go into your head, you know? Like we talk about that a lot. Like I think a lot of kids don't realize that like they probably get those little bit of like kind of like doubt thoughts, you know, like they get those before the matches, in the match even. You know, like, so I think a big part of it was like me realizing, like, kind of like there'd be times in a match when I would kind of just do like a little reset button where people wouldn't realize, but in between a period, I'd take a breather and I'd pause and I'd be like, I'd realize, okay, what am I thinking right now? You know, I think that most kids don't like stop and pause and think, like, notice what they're thinking. And I think that that plays a big role. I wouldn't say people are like stubborn on the fact that they don't want to like admit, okay, like I may need to like think about or like kind of open up about like their mindset, but I think that people don't realize how big of a role it does, you know, like how much big of a role it plays. Like in that finals match, like it plays such a big role in like those last 40, 50 seconds when we went out of bounds and then we came back to center, had a minute to score. Kind of the kids where they would either, let's say they're gonna push and give everything they have and they realize it, or some kids are gonna hold back. So like I think that like opening up more about it definitely helps. And it's kind of just those thoughts. Like people don't realize like people have those self-doubt and stuff like that. And you just have to I think that once you like open up about it and realize those thoughts coming in and find a way to cancel those out and find a way to like kind of like hit a reset, you know, that's what I call it with my coach. But I think that like it definitely opens up and it causes it can bring good, you know. So I think that's what happened.
Definitely. Last question. You brought up faith. You brought up praying before your matches. You brought up belief. Talk about the impact. I mean, obviously, we're not. It's not a matter of hey, using God for like temporal earthly success. But when we have faith, it puts things in perspective for us also. So talk about the role of your faith in your life and your wrestling.
No, faith plays I'd say it plays a big role, probably like the largest role I would say in my wrestling here. And I'd say that kind of like with me, like even at times like when I faced this past loss at like an Ironman stuff, like a big part of it when I got back was kind of just like focusing on like you kind of get confused a bit, you know. People say you get confused, you get lost a little bit. And I think that a way that I was able to use I was able to kind of like I went back, I prayed and I did like a lot of kind of just I did a little bit of Bible study too, and I was just like looking at kind of like how to like refocus myself, bring myself back in. And in my past wrestling, like it definitely played a big role, you know. Like I'd say like my parents raised me in the way of believing in God and having faith, so like that played a very big role even as a young age. Like I think I've been doing this routine of praying before my match like since I was probably 8 9 years old, you know. So like I've been doing it for a while, and I think that now that I'm also getting older, I realize how like strong my faith and belief can go, you know. Like you can like trust so much that like when you go out there, it's almost like you feel no stress, you feel nothing holding you back, you know. And I think that like this past weekend, like I was able to use that as an example that like the one word that I just used when I think about this past weekend was probably belief, you know. Like a lot of people also doubted. Like I know people went out there and doubted me too, you know, especially with the kid that I had lost to before and another good kid. Like I know there's people around me, but like I think that like a big part of it was kind of just belief in myself. And when you have that belief, I think that it was able to calm me down so much that like I felt so relaxed that like I knew that I could pull it off compared to like to anyone, you know. Even if people next to me like probably thought that I wouldn't be able to, that belief brought me so far that I think I realized how big a role it plays in my career now, and you know, and also in my sports, but even just like in the future. Like I'm excited. Like I think that like this past weekend was able to like open up more doors for me where now like I realize, okay, like you know, like I can really trust in myself and have that belief, you know. So I think that it goes a long way. I've been having it since I was young, and I think that I'm gonna try to continue it, and I will continue it, you know, in my future. And no, yeah, it plays, I'd say it probably plays one of the largest roles in what I do now, you know.
Absolutely. And it's the foundation of everything. So it sounds like, again, you're attacking this from all, you're looking at your success and happiness in life from all perspectives, spirit, mind, and body, crossing the T's, dotting your I's, and treating wrestling as a holistic sport, leaving nothing to chance.
Thank
So doing great things now, definitely foresee great things in your future with the grace of God. Thank you very much for
you.
joining us. Great stuff. Really good information.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
Take care.
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much, but when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And UnitedHealthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.